Good evening, this is Patrick Perdue, and today I'm going to talk to you about a little square box with a bunch of plugs on the back of it, which is really awesome. This is actually a telephone adapter, an analog telephone adapter, otherwise known as an ATA. Now, normally I wouldn't bother to make any kind of presentation on something as innocuous as a box that converts analog telephones to a digital service, SIP stuff, but this one's kind of interesting. This is the OBI-202, or the OBI-202. And this is a 2FXS port ATA, meaning that you can plug two phones into it. It doesn't have a PSTN, but you can add one on through USB. Are you tired of all the 3- and 4-letter acronyms? If you are, too bad, because we're going to keep doing it. Anyway, the thing that makes this thing so interesting is that, at least in my case, I actually have a Bluetooth adapter. And what this allows you to do is pair your mobile phone's Bluetooth audio profile with this ATA, meaning you can actually make calls through your phone or take calls through your phone, your mobile phone that is, and route them to standard analog corded or cordless telephones, which is kind of interesting, and I'll demonstrate that later, and some of the quirks about it. It's actually kind of interesting how it works. But anyway, I have an old Western Electric 2514, slightly broken Western Electric 2514 telephone hooked up to this recorder, and it's patched into the ATA, so I can turn it on, get a dial tone, as I've done. Very standard dial tone. Of course, you can change all the tone parameters, but I haven't gotten around to actually being interesting about it yet, so you just get that for now. I could be all predictable and, I will be slightly predictable. Let's just make it do something. So I'll call a time and temperature number in Wichita, Kansas. Sure, why not? So it's 316-686-6621. Pound, so it dials faster.
Arrow Record thanks you for your call. Arrow Record Service thanks you for your call. Today is Saturday, January 18th. The time is 8:56. Current temperature, 40 degrees. Now the weather forecast for the Wichita area.
Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear this evening, lows in the mid-20s. Sunny on Sunday, high 60 to 65.
And that's that, so we'll get a reorder tone. Well, that's all great and fine. Let's do something slightly interesting. Let's call the same number through the cell phone, which is already paired to the ATA. To do that, you dial **8, and then 1, and then the number. If you don't dial 1, and you just dial the area code, for some reason the dial plan's a little bit messed up, and it'll only pass the first 3 digits. I don't know why, but we won't do that. So, oops. Yeah, this thing is a little broken. So we'll go **8, 316-686-6621. After hitting the phone a bunch of times. Yeah. Did I mention this thing's a little broken? Anyway. Oops, I don't know, that might break it.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Yeah, clearly that broke, but it did go through the cell phone, and you can tell that it went through it. It beeps 3 times to let you know that it's going through the Bluetooth device. All right, let's try that again.
Arrow Record thanks you for your call. Arrow Record Service thanks you for your call. Today is Saturday, January 18th. The time is 8:58. Current temperature, 40 degrees. Now the weather forecast for the Wichita area.
So you get the idea. More artifacts. The audio is obviously different. It's going through a cell phone. Well, that's all cool, but I'm going to show you some of the slightly non-standard things that you can do with this in a couple of minutes. First, though, I actually want to show you something kind of interesting. The sound that this thing makes when it's booted up, if you have the phone off the hook, it's kind of an interesting sound. and a little bit more old school than it should be. So what I'm going to do is just take the phone off the hook, run across to the other side of the house and reboot the ATA. I could actually log into the webpage and do it, but I feel like getting some exercise, so that's what I'm going to do. So that's fun. Now, of course, we have a bunch of star codes, or actually specifically to get into the menu, which is star 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 zero. That kind of brings up the, I guess, diagnostic slash administrative menu. A bunch of these ATAs have it. The old venerable Sapura ATAs have a similar thing. This is very odd. Let's go in there, do a couple of things. Like, for example, pressing 1 will read the firmware version. So let's do that.
Enter option followed by the pound key. Option 1. Current value is 3.0.1.4269. Press 0 to repeat this information.
All right, that's very exciting. Let's press 21 pound, which should read the IP, I think.
Option 21. Current value is 192.168.1.2. Press
and it does.
1 to enter new value.
And you
press
can change the IP address here
set
if you want to.
Value. Press
which
zero.
I don't.
Enter option followed by the pound key.
I think 22 is default gateway.
Option 22. Current value is 192.168.1.254.
Yep.
Enter option followed by.
And then 23
the
is subnet mask, and I'm sure you don't care. So let's see what 30 does. I can't remember. I think it turns the web interface
enter
on and off.
Option followed by. Option 30. Current value is enabled.
Yeah.
Press 1 to enter new value. Press.
So if
two,
I change that
two,
from 1 to
default,
0.
Enter value followed by the pound key. You have entered disabled. Press 1 to save. Press 2 to re-enter. Press 3 to review. Press pound to cancel.
So I'll change that to 1 again.
Enter value follow. You have entered enabled. Press 1 to save. Press value saved. Enter option. Option 40. Current value is enabled.
Don't know what that
press
does.
Enter.
I don't know what most of these do actually. There's a lot of them.
Key. Option 41. Current value is not available. Press.
There's a lot of those not availables.
Followed by. Option 42. Current value is not available. Enter option. Option 26. Current value is us.pool.ntp.org. Press 1 to enter new value. Press 2 to set default value. Press 0 to repeat this information. Enter option.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff, and I don't know what most of it means, so I'll actually have to read the documentation one of these days. I haven't really gotten around to doing that yet, at least not for anything other than initial setup. And this is one of those you really do have to read the docs to get it set up if you're not familiar with it, because it's a slightly weird process. But anyway, I've got a frequency response test of sorts on the PBX, which I'm going to call. It's not going to be particularly accurate, though, with this particular phone configuration, because it has a transformer that colors the sound and limits things a little bit. But so let's just dial this at star 34 on my system. It didn't work so well. Let's try that again. Stupid broke phone device.
Welcome to the stupid PBX test box recording thing. This particularly stupid recording will ensure that there is, in fact, audio of sufficient quality coming across the PBX. We'll start by doing a tone sweep starting at 4 kHz. Why 4 kHz? Well, it's simple. 8000 KU law doesn't allow for anything higher. So, let's go from 4K to 20 Hz. Now for a few key frequencies. 50 Hz. 60 Hz. 1K. 1.5K. 2K. 3K. 4K. White noise. Music. Thanks for listening to this incredibly stupid recording.
And it sends CPC and then reorder. So there you go. So, have you ever wondered what a cellular carbon phone would sound like, as in a microphone on a cell phone? Well, we can do this simply by making sure that the ATA is still paired with the cell phone, which it is. The cell phone, by the way, is my iPhone 5, which is in the other room. But what I'm going to do is call the phone using a soft phone on my computer, and this will actually make the analog ringing device that I have connected to it ring. And then I'll pick it up and say stuff, and we will actually know, with all the GSM and nasty artifacts and filtering and stuff, what a carbon cell phone would actually sound like should such a thing exist. And actually, I think they do. Oh no, my cell phone is ringing. Which I've now picked up. Alright, now what I'm going to do is actually patch it into the soft phone and hear what that actually sounds like.
All right, here we go. A cell phone carbon combo. Isn't it really just amazing? You get the breakups from GSM and Bluetooth and a wonderful carbon element. This is a rotary phone, by the way. So this will be nice and nasty over all these artifacts. Oh, that's beautiful. One. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, zero. Man, that is absolutely amazing. All right, I'm going to go hang up my cell phone now. Goodbye.
Okay, let's call the same phone that we just used on the Bluetooth link directly, which should sound a lot better.
Alright, I'm coming, man. Jeez. Oh, come on, man.
Okay, good evening and welcome to the Carbon Report. Same phone, not going over Bluetooth this time. This is the way this thing should sound. Oh! Yes, sneezing is wonderful. So now I can go in a nice artifact-free environment. All right, thank you for existing. Goodbye.
So that's kind of fun. Here's another interesting thing about using this Bluetooth module, which is, by the way, a USB dongle that you plug into the back of the ATA. This thing decides that anytime anything wants to access the Bluetooth profile, that's an incoming phone call. Whether it is actually a phone call or not, it really doesn't make a difference. So, in a lot of cases, that might actually be the case. In fact, it usually would be the case. But in the case where, for example, you're using an app on your phone that uses Bluetooth audio and it's not a phone-related thing, it's kind of strange because as soon as you pull up that app, as soon as it accesses the Bluetooth audio profile, the phone rings. As in the phone that's connected to the ATA. So let's demonstrate this by pulling up Heytel. I'm a very heavy Heytel user, and I have it set to use Bluetooth audio. There's an option in settings to turn that on and off. So what should happen is as soon as I pull this thing up, my phone, the Western Electric 2514 over here, should start ringing, and then I can pick up the phone, and it essentially turns into a two-way audio device. I can't send audio right now because of something that I broke, but I can receive it. So let's do that.
App switcher. Heytel. Running.
Pull up Heytel, and this should immediately make my phone start ringing. And it does. So I'll pick it up. And now...
More info. Defunct. Selected. Defunct. Keycap 9. 10, 9.
We have this nice broken up voiceover coming out over my Western Electric telephone. Because the ATA is in a different room from the phone, so the Bluetooth thing is kind of on the edge of the range. Make it play some messages.
Hopefully you'll do some booze from there.
It just doesn't sound very good.
Some hate telling. And all that good stuff. What's wrong with Twitterific? I like it. It's nice. The question is, will I survive?
And then when I minimize Haytel, the phone should hang up. Let's see.
I need to go.
Social folder. 12 apps.
It does. It clicked right off and went back to the internal thing. And of course, you can do other stupid things, such as bridging the Bluetooth and SIP calls. So for example, if you have a SIP call and you want to bridge it to your cell phone, you can certainly do that. I've done this. It filters things pretty heavily when you're actually using the phone part, but when you're just using the Bluetooth audio profile in something that isn't the phone, it sounds pretty good. Well, you know, within the 8 kilohertz parameters, as long as the ATA and the phone aren't too far apart. Now, of course, I have a wall and a couple of other things separating them right now, so it's not a particularly good thing, so I'm not going to bother demonstrating that at the moment, but it does actually work pretty well if you want it to. So there you go, that's the OB202, and I could, you know, do all the standard stuff and tell you about all its features and how it works and how to set it up, but that's boring and you can look that stuff up for yourself, so I'm not gonna bother. So for now, this is this, and that's that, so I'm out. Yeah, that.